Blog Talk Radio.
Oh my goodness. I got 30 minutes to get this across. I'm not taking the long way around either, and I ain't going to take the short way around the barn. in case nobody noticed, we've been having a wild ride on Wall Street. Well, certain cowboys can ride buck and brock, some can't, and most people are just playing hold on. This is not the first time this has happened. Well, yeah. You take a close look back. In 1873, at the beginning of what we are familiar with now as stock holdings and that sort of stuff, more like an exchanger, people started playing games. That's when it started. Mild, nothing real serious. Then along a few years later comes the same thing that was done recently. Ooh. We got funny names for it. Quantitative easing. buying things that others won't and all that happy stuff. Well, let's put it this way. The printing presses are working 24/7 on that, and that is part of what happened. Second part was that, you're going to love this one, them turkeys printing money kind of run out of paper. You want to start a oops? Try that one. What do you mean, you can't print that on the funny papers? You know, you can imagine that. Oh, anyway, there was a slight Chinese fire drill in certain places. The real fun is exactly what the hell is going on, who did what to who, and how it come about. Well, we had a thing back in the day called the Roaring Twenties. You had money falling out of the sky, floating up out of the storm drains. I mean, just money everywhere, and everybody was latching on, going, "Oh boy, I got me some," and off and down the road they went. Well, it roared, and I mean, it roared loud. Well, the problem is that certain entities, and this is the base of the crux of what really took place. Certain entities, to include individuals and businesses, screwed it up. You know how that works. One or two people screwing it up for everybody. Well, that's basically what happened here. In 1928, the banks had a meeting. This is late 1928 now. Had a meeting. They needed to do something about this problem. And so, I mean, you can't have a rich bitch walking in and telling the bank what they're going to do. And that's not the way it's supposed to. Banks are supposed, it's supposed to be a reserved, calm, cool, collected negotiation between the individual and or company and the individual involved, being the bank. Well, banks didn't like the idea. And a couple of these newly wealthy did a number on some banks. This is why it became a critical situation. When one person has the majority of the deposits in a bank and they come in and take them all out, I'm talking about right now, suddenly, all at once, you'd be amazed what kind of fun and games that does with the bank. Especially seeing as how we did not have the banks tied together the way they are today. In other words, you got a little from this one, a little from that one, a little from this one, covers a major withdrawal. That's basically one of that's only one of the few protections anybody's got today. But the same basic effect is created in the same basic way every time it happens. And what happened was very simple. The banks decided, well, okay, we can't have all these nutcases running around with too much money or more money than they got good sense, so we're going to start keeping some of it. And that's basically what they did. And you're going to find economists trying to play the historically and politically correct thing of, well, the story goes that da-da-da-da-da, when that is not the case. They were lied to. I don't have any problem with these people telling lies when they don't know no better. Think about that very carefully. And I'm not talking about the ones that choose to do so. I'm talking about the ones that just right straight up, honestly, don't know no better. And the historians on the financial end have gotten most of this wrong. I hope they're listening. You ain't got very many minutes to get this across. But in 28, they had the meeting. We got to do something about this. Well, what happens if we start pulling some of this stuff out? Okay, well, good. And so when somebody come in and make a deposit, they could not either withdraw or transfer the whole thing anymore. That was the very first time that the banks clamped down on private equity. First time, back in 20, around Christmas of 28, there were some fudges and fun and games. Early 29, you had a variety of businesses that were having some really serious problems in terms of being able to keep their stuff going because of this. And they were at the bank screaming, hey, what the fuck's the matter with you people? I've been doing all my business with you, and you, now you turn around and bending me over? What's up with that? I didn't do nothing to you guys. And they said, oh, Lord, calm down. Well, what they did was they made special exceptions, and that's called that presently preferred trading window. Think about it. It's not. They just made it official, that's all. So anyway, they kept pulling the individuals, and I'm not talking about ones having businesses and things of that nature, but the so-called rich gangster types were the ones that really felt it. And by feeling it, I mean that they were trimmed down considerably. They couldn't move more than half whatever it was they put in there. And that's when you start having a combination of, well, they had the dynamite robbers. Let me think here. They had the midnight robbers, and they had crazy people with machine guns. We used to have some of them trooping around Indiana, running them gravel roads better than the cops could. But the simplistic deal is, who has the money? Okay. Well, in today's economy, it's changed a little bit. The gangster crook types are no longer relatively easy to spot, for one thing. Except that they're very, very wealthy. I show up in a brand new whatever it is that nobody else can afford to buy, and have somebody open the door for them and sweep the sidewalk in front of them so they don't get their shoes dirty. I mean, you know, the whole nine yards. Think about it. Like a sultan coming to visit. The interesting part about this is that now it's legitimate. You can steal from, and this can be done through addictions and all kinds of things. I mean, look at the simple cell phone. It's designed to be addictive. Designed to be addictive. Every little bitty part of it. So what is it? What is the situation right now? Well, and I'm going to start giving you some years. In the year 45 to 47, a certain entity was formed. Not necessarily totally officially. And a certain operation was carried out. And we, that is America, brought in a large load of paper-clipped Nazis. These are scientists. And at the same time, we had already supposedly passed the threshold of problems that we experienced in 1929. And yet the Fed, even though there was adverse effects, the Fed pulled more money out along about August. of 1929. And it only took about 30 days for the big chunks of doo-doo to hit the rotating oscillator and splatter nasty diaper fillings all over the planet. We took down this financial system of the entire planet. Yeah, little old podunk, don't nothing mean nothing, no good for anything. America. Okay, fast forward. Today, we are in 2018, very end of it, but 2018. Now, let's say this thing started at the end of the war, 1945. From 1945 to 2000, it's 55 years. And another 18, 85, 3, carry one, 73 years. Now, do you really believe that somebody has not become an absolute expert and shown expertise in the absconding of funds? The military does it regularly and has for years. When did that start? Well, you'll love this. 1945. Now, the nation decided to step in an area of my somewhat expertise. I'll send them an email about it. Now, whether they believe it or accept it or not, I don't. It's not my problem. Up to them. I will get back to them. Cover photo: a big old crusty-looking general with a whole bunch of books that's leaking dollars. And it's special report exposing the Pentagon's massive accounting fraud. Ain't no fraud in there. spending keeps rising while the Defense Department cooks the books. Well, that's true, but it didn't stay. This ain't recent. They'd like to make it recent. It ain't. President Trump mentioned it. Said he's going to start a fourth branch of the military, Space Command. Dude, you're way late. That actually started on a physical basis. I'm back around 75, implemented. You don't think all of those rocket launches that they didn't tell you anything about or said it was a military secret didn't have anything to do with anything? It had no impact. Oh, boy. And what really gets me is audit the Pentagon, and they couldn't complete the job. These are the biggest, baddest auditors available. DOD's financial records are so riddled with bookkeeping deficiencies, irregularities, and errors that a reliable audit was simply impossible. Now, that's DOD. Has anybody ever heard of NASA? Has anybody ever believed that they paid $20,000 for a toilet seat or $10,000 for a hammer? Now, these dingle dings, this thing has stopped and started, auditing back in 2008. In 1990, the Chief Financial Officers Act required all departments and agencies of the federal government to develop auditable accounting systems and to submit audits annually. Now, every department and agency has come into compliance, except the Pentagon. What's so special about the Pentagon? Well, an investigation by the nation has uncovered an explanation for its foot dragging. For decades, the DOD leaders and accountants have been perpetrating a gigantic unconstitutional accounting fraud, deliberately cooking the books to mislead Congress and drive the department's budgets ever higher, regardless of military necessity. Well, they come up with funny money numbers, in my opinion. One says 20, one says $100 billion a year. Another one says, "Ooh, they're missing $21 trillion." Oh, good Lord! Look, dummies, and yes. That includes you, nation. You wise up. You got a bunch to catch up on if you really want to know what's going on. Pentagon assuring Plugs, nippering, Pentagon slang for shifting money from its congressionally authorized purpose to a different one. Ooh, makes it untraceable. Fiscal year 2015, Resample appropriated $122 billion U.S. Army. Yet Defense Department records for the Army's 2015 budget include a whopping $6.5 trillion in plugs. You realize that that's enough money to wallpaper the planet. There is no longer, were no ledger entries or receipts to back up how the $6.5 trillion was supposedly spent. More than 16,000 records that might reveal either the source of the debt or the destination of the $6.5 trillion have been removed. Oh. And you got Franklin Spiney, a former Pentagon whistleblower. He talked about this public outrage in the 1980s. Well, he's one of the first to come up with a funny number. The boy did not understand how this works. When you take the cumulatory maximum and put them all together, they get a. He said they're missing the funds that the Pentagon has been missing over the years through its bogus bookkeeping maneuvers. Could easily be as much as $100 billion. No, no, no. Boy, you need to quit going cross-eyed when you're reading documents. Try $100 trillion plus. I mean, $716 billion for the Department of Defense in fiscal 19. It was up $24 billion in fiscal 18 of $692 billion. Which is up $6 billion in fiscal 17. You know, it just goes on and on and on. And these people do not have a clue as to what they are talking about. Now, this $21 trillion only goes back to 99. Dude, you got another 50 years in there that you ain't accounting for. Yeah, think about it. That's 55 years, actually, but I've said rounded up to 50 years. No one knows for sure how the single biggest line item in the U.S. federal discretionary budget is being spent. Nobody knows. They don't have a clue. Well, that's because of the secrecy. Now, you want to take it to the next level? Why do you think the public funds, known as the stock market, have been going sideways? Think about this very carefully. And it's been going sideways to some extent, mostly up and down, and mostly down. I predicted a long time ago that we're going to see valuations on the big board of between 16K and 18K. We got another 4,000 points to drop before we get to 18. Think about that very carefully. I told you to get out of paper. Well, what do you mean, get out of paper? Well, you can take your retirement fund, and yes, you do have the authority to convert it over to hard currency, such as gold and silver. Don't matter what they say they are worth on exchanges. What matters is that they are recognized, and this is on a global basis, as spendable currency. So get that in mind. Now, where the hell do you think all that money went? $100 trillion. There's a movie called Contact. Why build just one when you can build two? Think about that very carefully. Oh, Lord. Oh, the budget overrun. I'm going to tell you right now, there ain't no way that you can have a budget overrun of that which is worth double of what you were working with towards whatever. Don't work that way. You can have a budget overrun of maybe 10%. Maybe, and that's pushing it on the generosity side. You want to get into this very, very quickly? Well, we got a thing called the Secret Space Program, operated by NASA. When did NASA come about? When did all of a sudden the excess funding and funds and our equity start being ghosties? What do you mean they don't have any gold in such and such a place? Uh-huh. They check And there wasn't any. Oh, boy, that was fun. Let's go the extra step further. Due to the fact that the buying power of the dollar, or any other currency for that matter, over the past few decades, has gone in the toilet. Yeah, you heard me. So who has the power to withdraw those funds? Ah, well, the military can require of the banking system to allocate a whole load of extras to amount to no more than, bear this in mind, no more than 75% of available liquid equities. What happens if you just only need 30%? You take 40. Why? Gives you a little fudge room. The excess pull. Now, the feds did it supposedly to control the economy. And the problem is that was not the reason. The reason was that the oligarchs couldn't get enough cash. I'm talking about the ones that own coal, steel, railroads, you name it. Those are the ones that had required the Fed to pull their money. So here's what's going on. You will now get to see the end result of the last push. Well, the bureaucracy, and this is primarily in people costs, is one of the larger costs in business. Doesn't matter what anybody says, that's one of the larger costs. The seriousness of the problems is that tech has been catching up to human costs, and the productivity of the tech don't have limits. You don't have the excess expenditures that you have with humans when you have it with a machine. How expensive is a quart of oil in comparison to human blood? The lives all involved and all that. I mean, and it's going to get funky. And when I say funky, I do mean funky. We initiate the infrastructure on the ground to operate this. In short, we put people into the old NASA control centers. We then start putting our so-called militarization in space. Ooh, there's supposed to be an international treaty on that where it was a big no-no. Can't do that. It's not allowed. It's illegal. Anybody puts a platform up there of that nature, it can be shot down by anybody who really disagrees, whether it be our outright enemy or somebody that's even friendly. Here's where the fun begins. We have got to accomplish two or three things that are impossible. Yeah, impossible. Think about this, paying off the debt. Well, that means you're going to destroy the infrastructure of the International Monetary Fund, the International Bank, the International Bank of Settlements, and all kind of happy stuff is just going to hit the wall and splatter or stick or whatever. Depends on how dirty your underwear is. This is the effect you get. But primarily, the perpetration of fraud against the people. Have you looked at the yellow jackets? them yellow vests protesters are springing up everywhere, even here. We the people, have had enough of suppressive, oppressive governance. Y'all need to change it. Trump tried to change it, and they laughed at him. Well, how much laughing are you going to be doing when people come up and you have a choice? Willingly go in custody or face the pitchforks, barbed wire, tar, feather, torches. Maybe just decorate the whole friggin' area. Anything that'll hold up a body. Lamp posts and trees, and we'll just put bodies all over them just like you decorate a Christmas tree. That's the choice. The people are beginning to get really antsy. They're beginning to get really pissed. They're beginning to get really shitty. guys that don't need to get over, get over, get by. Don't have to worry about this or that or the other thing. Whereas everybody else, ooh, all of us deplorable nasties, and that deplorables includes all of the college students and liberal thinking, brainwashed college students all over the planet, specifically California. Hello. Lord have mercy, guys. Can't go on that way. What happens when they decide to shut off your lunch money? Oh, food stamps is part of the shutdown. Haven't you been paying attention? What happens when there's no more food stamps? How big of a problem is that going to be? Well, you're going to have a whole load of youngsters, a whole load of middle-aged, and a fair number of older people really pissed. And I mean to the point where they will beat you with their walker if that's the only weapon they can muster at the time. Now, a lot of the old people have been practicing putting 12-gauge shotguns across their walker so they really can have an impact. Bear that in mind. Old people don't go squirrely like that without reason. Uh-huh. Now, what are you going to do with all these young folks? They've already shown what they can do in a riot. What would happen if these lefty snowflakes and the righty Bible thumpers all decided to join forces? Great Coogly Woogly. Do you believe? That's what they're afraid of. That's why they try to separate everybody according to social status. That's one. Let's see here. Economic status. That's another. Oh, yeah. Almost forgot. Sex and racism. You got to put the goodies on. You get to put some icing on that cake. Okay, well, guess what? They're doing a fair job of it. And the problem is they're jerking your chain. Why? Well, if we're paying extra. In other words, the debt payments are increasing. And yet our economy can bump along and just have a fine time. Think about that very carefully. Ooh, that means we got a problem in the wood pile, and it's called the federal government. Yeah, you got me. Federal government. Well, I'm not saying going after the federal government, but we need to have some executive orders, Mr. Trump. We need to have some definitive action. We need to have some jail time for the crooks that everybody knows is crooked. You know, I mean, there's limitations on law, and nobody is above it. And, yeah, I'm not saying that there ain't going to be Republicans go to jail, too. I'm saying the miscreants, whatever party affiliation, whatever color, whatever nationality, whatever sexual orientation, don't matter. You don't wipe your butt with the law or the Constitution in the process. Therefore, we got to get up and boogity-woogity. And I will say everybody needs to get together and get ready to have fun, because there's a song for it. Anybody can play music anytime they feel like it, and I'm going to tell you right now, that is not just the end of everything. Wait till I get everything back together again, and you're going to hear some song and dancing you ain't never heard before. And you think you heard intel from me before? Wait until I unload on y'all. In the meantime, go out there, do what you got to do, and get her done.